This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We are hiring, by the way. Looking for some more employee owners.
Yeah, come on board.
Yeah, we're growing and growing and growing and looking for some folks. So go ahead to our career page if you're looking for a position. But we're here to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Four lines wide open as always. The 9 o'clock hour is usually the easier hour. We're here till 11 and you guys seem to all call at 10:30. We don't know what's going on. I'm not sure. Maybe Carolyn has to flip a switch at 10:30. I don't know what it is. But something happened at 10:30. We're here all day long. Well, all day. 2 hours. 860-522-9842 is the number. The 9 o'clock hour feels like all day when nobody calls. But get online if you have any issues that you want us to tackle this morning. But as usual and customary, we do have technology news we hope you can use. And Dennis wants to talk about something. We were going to talk about it last week, but we never got to it.
Right. And even last week, the scope of the issue...
It wasn't as known,
and it didn't seem as severe, so it wasn't really priority for us.
Yeah.
Now it is.
Yes.
Because the problem is much bigger than anybody thought a week ago.
Right.
And this is with a service called MoveIt.
Right.
They offer a file transfer service. It's both cloud-based and on-premise.
Yep.
And it can also exist in a Microsoft Azure virtual machine if you want to run it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, it is a file transfer system that allows companies to transfer files to each other when they need to exchange information and do it securely.
Right. Okay? Where the information is a large amount of information.
Right. Typically. And we're talking about like... Yeah, very large amounts of many gigs all at once that you're sending back and forth, okay?
Yep.
And it turns out that there's an exploit in this software that the bad guys are using.
Yes, the Russians again.
Oh, yeah.
Not the Sudanese hackers in this case, the actual Russians.
Yes, and they are capturing information. Now, when you think of, at least this is how I was looking at it a week ago, and I'm sure you were too.
Yeah.
When you think about a file transfer system that can be exploited, well, you can maybe capture the files that are being moved as they're being moved.
Yeah, yeah.
But that isn't an efficient way to vacuum up a lot of data. It really is not.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, how far can that really go?
Mm-hmm.
As especially since they patched the vulnerability within, three or four days?
Well, the exploit's been around since...
Well, the exploit's been around a while, but once the word came out, it was patched within a few days.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can assume that everybody that has it has patched it, maybe, or maybe they didn't. But
it's the government again.
At any rate, you know, what is the, you know, how, what's the extent of the footprint of damage that can come from that? And it didn't seem that big to me.
Yeah, last week, yeah.
And a lot of people. But it turns out that it has been very big because companies that use this service have used it for just storage.
Which is not what it was intended for.
Just placing data in it and placing more and more and more and more and more and leaving it there.
Right. Not
smart. And that allowed the bad guys to vacuum up a lot of data. Right. One article that I have talks about driver's license information in, I believe, Oregon and Louisiana.
Yeah.
Because the fools in those states put a whole bunch of driver license information in this service, and they just left it there.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
You know, but the issue is, how many other companies and agencies are doing the exact same thing? At this point, we don't even know, but we know that there has been a lot of vacuuming up of a lot of data.
Well, the bad guys are so confident in all this that they're basically saying, you need to contact us before we post it on the dark web.
Right.
So if you, so basically they're acting like, hey, if you think we might have gotten you, reach out to our literally our support over at wordofthebadguys.com and tell, you know, we'll tell you whether or not we have some of your exfiltrated data and how much it'll cost you to have us not put it on the dark web.
Right. They're going to extort people not to disclose it.
So purely it's because, again, exploit on a tool that is being used incorrectly, people leaving it out there on the cloud. The tool literally has an intermediary function where you're moving the data to the intermediary, the move it cloud per se, and then the recipient of the data goes in and then takes it off the cloud. And what should happen is they should delete it once it's been removed.
Right. And it also looks like people with on-premise servers are – It's functioning as a private cloud,
right?
Where you're hosting your own tiny little cloud for just a few people that can get into it, and they're taking advantage of that doorway,
right? And the doorway is open in an exploit. It's a web facing exploit,
and it's there because of our favorite company, Microsoft.
Is it? Yes.
And something of a quote unquote. I'm doing air quotes here.
Yes.
Feature.
Ah.
Of their internet web server called Web Shells.
Yes, yes. It is a vulnerable web shell. And you're saying it's a Microsoft patch? I thought it was a MOVEit patch, though.
Well, MOVEit had to patch their software because it's scripted by them on top of what Microsoft offers.
Gotcha.
And the way they script it can strip out the whole web shell feature if they want to. And that appears to be what they've chosen to do. And it's probably the best idea.
So it's crazy. So your data, you know, wide open, sitting there, companies placing it up there. The bad guys going, saying, hey, there's some nice data here, taking it down, and we'll see how we'll all be impacted.
But I am positive that even months from now, we're going to hear about a, you know, a major data breach that came from this.
Right.
And it will all hark back to a week or two ago when this first became known.
Right. And why it's important is the bad guys now are going to leverage phishing schemes against you using real numbers and real data and real information.
Well, they've even got driver's license information from two different states.
Right. So they can act like that state and say, here's your driver's license information. Here's this. And they can do whatever scheme they want to do against you to figure out how to get more out from you.
Right.
However, they're going to trick you. I'm not devious enough to think about it, how they're going to do it.
As a matter of fact, they can spoof almost anybody and then use the information that they have on you.
The real
and your driver's license that they know is true.
Right.
And go after you. They can also use it for identity theft.
Right. That's true. All right. In other news, I thought this was clickbait. I didn't believe this was real.
No.
But it was. Amazon confirms it locked out a Microsoft engineer out of his Echo Gear over false claims. So basically, this Microsoft engineer was locked out of his own smart home by Amazon.
No.
Amazon said no access for you. And it was basically because an Amazon delivery person thought that the Microsoft engineer had said something mean to him or what have you, that, you know, racist, whatever you want to be, whatever they thought was, that was my Amazon got very angry about what the driver thought he heard. Mm-hmm. And Amazon said, well, you know what? We're just going to lock that account right down. And number one, the guy never said it because he was never home.
Nobody was home, apparently.
And so it was a misunderstanding, just a minor misunderstanding. But the point is, where do these companies get off having the power to lock you out of your own stuff
if
they don't like you? I mean, there's all sorts of reasons why a company may not like you.
Sure.
The cut of your jib, you know, who knows? I don't like the cut of your jib. I'm taking away your access. Nobody under 50 even knows what that line means. But the point is, these companies shouldn't have this power. But guess what? They do,
yeah,
because you've given it to them. When you sign the EULA, the license agreement that is 50 pages long, that says, along with being able to take away everything we've given you, we're also going to take your firstborn and their future offspring in servitude for the rest of their lives. I mean, these companies are crazy. And there should be a law. I mean, talk about Bill of Rights. You get the Flyers Bill of Rights and the yada yada Bill of Rights. I mean, we actually had the Bill of Rights, guys. You shouldn't need any more Bills of Rights. But do we really need to have something that we should write about here in this case where you can say a company can't take away the ability to use a tool because they don't like you?
Right. And it's something that he bought.
He purchased
it. And it should continue functioning, right?
Paying for it.
Like you buy a toaster.
Yeah, and then they can turn it off because I don't know why, whatever. The toaster listened to you screaming for some reason at the moon, and they're like, well, that guy's crazy. And you're not going to let him toast.
Right, and no more toast for you.
Yeah, so there's something wrong here with the company's ability to do this, no matter what the quote-unquote reason was, good or bad. I have a problem with this, and we all should. Just imagine your electric car, your whatever device you're connected to, your phone. All of a sudden, the phone's been listening to you anyways and says, you know what? I'm not taking away your service because I don't like what you're talking about. Click.
Your phone hears everything you say because you're always going to have it with you, right?
Exactly. So we'll put the link up here for you. I thought this was not real when I saw it out there, and it is. Well, so
yeah, I thought the same thing, and this is from our favorite tech blog in the UK, The Reg. Yeah. So you always wonder.
Amazon actually confirmed that they did.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah.
You always wonder what?
Well, I mean, with the way The Reg is, you know, sometimes things are a little exaggerated and you kind of wonder,
But
you read the whole story and it's true.
Yeah, Amazon confirmed it. So this is not good and this shouldn't be a thing. And we'll put a link out there for you. You can read it yourself. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Calls are starting to come in, which is great. 860-522-9842. No matter what the cut of your jib is, we will be happy to take your call. And everything will be posted over at computertalkwithtab.com, which is the name of the show.com, which also works. And Mike G is posting everything to our Twitter feed and to Facebook. And if Zuckerberg deems it worthy, it might get there. If you like Tab Computer Systems, we'll be right back.
Do you want a new smile? At Columbia Dental in Manchester, we can book your appointment for the morning, then precision guide the placement of your implants by the afternoon, and then send you home in time for dinner with new teeth and a new smile, all on the same day. No other dental practice in the state can deliver the results in one day like Columbia Dental. For a
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We had a request last week from a listener to play this tune. We used to play it all the time as part of our bumper music. So a little yes for you. Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to Paul out there in Willimantic, who's got a question. What's happening, Paul?
Okay. My call is about restore points. I have Windows 10 Pro.
Right.
Can I save all the restore points even after I've used them? because mine vanish after I use a restore point.
Oh, I don't know that you could save the restore point because now you've changed the system after you've used it.
Right. I mean,
why would I have changed the system? Because
Have you ever watched Terminator?
I just used the restore.
If you've ever watched Terminator, it has to do with time, right? I mean, it's you've taken a point in time and restored your system to it.
Okay, here's the deal.
Yeah.
This is how it works, okay? Your computer is in a certain state on a particular date,
right?
And it's got a certain number of restore points.
Not a state like the state of Connecticut.
Sure, I understand.
A status.
There you go.
Okay.
Certain existence.
Anyway.
Within the continuum.
Now, what you're doing when you take that restore point and restore the computer,
yeah,
you are now taking it back to the point where it was really in that particular condition.
Right.
And of course, at that moment, that restore point did not exist in the computer as a restore point.
See?
Because
that's that Terminator
that
example.
Was the status that it was in at that moment. So that when you do the restore, whatever restore point you put back,
right,
ceases to exist because it wasn't there at that moment.
Because, Paul, if both restore points existed at the same time, it would cause a continuum that would just blow the entire universe. You can't have them both exist at the same time.
Why doesn't it just retain that restore point, though? The software just, the Microsoft Windows just eliminates that restore point.
If it did that, then it wouldn't be putting your computer back in the state that it was in
right
at that moment.
Right. Okay.
That's the whole point of the feature.
Right, because the restore point is now, it doesn't know about where you were. It now knows where you, I shouldn't even say that. This is probably, I mean, we need a Sheldon here, but it has to do with where you were, where you're going to be, and where you have to be, right? So the restore point doesn't know that you've restored itself. It doesn't know what's going on. It doesn't have that information anymore.
If you want...
It never had it.
Here's what to do if you want to have that restore point,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Do the restore.
Yeah.
Once you've logged in and everything's working, you go into the system restore panel and you tell it to do another recovery
point.
Create another restore point.
Right.
Yes.
And then that restore point will effectively be the restore point that you are trying to recreate.
Right.
Does that make any sense? I hope it does.
Sure.
I mean, we're
right.
Talking in circles here.
I just thought, gee, with all the things they can do with software now.
Yeah.
Why can't they?
It's also a space thing too.
That's true too.
My system only saves the four most recent restore points. Is this a setting that it can be changed?
There are ways to change those settings. There's also an option in the restore panel to show more restore points, and there might be more than four.
Right.
That you're just not seeing because you haven't ticked that box. It's a box at the bottom.
I have checked that box, and
all
that's
right.
All
well,
that they ever show.
You'll have to tell it to add more restore points. We can provide an article about that.
Yeah. You have to give it more storage now. So you're going to take up storage.
You are going to deprive yourself of free storage space. You will.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that doesn't seem to be the real problem. I've got plenty of space.
Okay.
It's just that I don't know. How do I restore it? How do I change the number restored? You're going to give me an article on
that? We are.
Yeah, we are. We're going to post an article about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's this quote-unquote best practice. Microsoft's best practice may not be what you'd want to set it to. You shouldn't need too many restore points. I mean, going back too far in time is going to cause trouble for where you've been as well. So keep that in mind. It won't blow away any data you've created, but let's say you loaded three different programs. If you go far all the way back, all those programs will disappear possibly, right? And you have to reload them again because you're going to a time past when those programs were installed. The updates will then have to be redone. All that stuff that happened will now have to be redone to get you back to current again.
Well, the problem is the software forces me to do updates every 10 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so part of their updating makes my printer unavailable.
All right.
Okay.
And so that's why I was using restore points, because I could get the setting for the printer before they did my forced update.
Gotcha. So that's we would contend that's not the right use of the tool of the restoration. You'd want to better understand why your printer is being impacted by the update.
Correct.
You shouldn't have to restore constantly to do that. You should be more focused on your printer driver, why it's lost communication, why it needs to be modified.
Or why this program updating is breaking his printer.
Yeah. But you shouldn't be going to restore points for that. That's definitely not the right direction.
Yeah, if it were me, I would be checking with tech support for that program and find out why their updates are breaking your printer.
Yeah.
Well, they just blame me.
Yeah, but well, if they
we're
did,
sorry.
If
that
you, not everybody's if you, having this.
Here's the thing. Me. If this is happening because their software is on your computer, then by definition, it is not your fault.
Right.
By definition, right out the door.
Uh-huh. Well, they... And no matter who I talk to, they blame me.
Aww.
And I've talked to several people.
All right.
And I know these are COVID times. I've had the same program and for the last couple of years, the same printer, the same
Windows
10 computer. And this past year, it's been...
All right, Paul.
They made my printer unavailable when I went into...
Let's put you on hold. I want to get that make and model of that printer, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to put Paul on hold. If he sticks through the news, we'll be right back. Trying to get on my good side. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here until 11. Three lines open for you guys. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we were on with Paul, whose IT support seems to hate him. Are you still there, Paul?
Yes, I am.
All right.
And we were thinking about maybe going back to the printer side of the issue here.
Yes, sir. It's an HP LaserJet P is in Paul 3015, and I guess the driver that is on my computer is the Hewlett-Packard HP LaserJet P3010 series.
Right, yep. That would be correct.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I was connecting the printer to the back of my desktop. The
USB connection?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
So you're hardwired.
All right, that's good.
And so that was the one that gave that I couldn't use it. When I went to the Windows, it said my printer was unavailable.
So a USB printer is not available. That's very interesting.
And so, this was eventually, I got a tech guy in here, and I was able to use the program instead of printing to the printer to print to the USB on the front of my desktop.
Mm, okay.
And from that, I took it to my laptop, and which is also Windows 10, actually it's Windows 7, and I was able to print off the PDF version through my printer.
Through your laptop.
Yeah, using
through
the laptop.
My laptop.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when the tech guy came here, I guess he redid the settings so that the USB port in the front of my desktop was the one that I guess the program was directed to. And so then I was able to use the same printer from my desktop just because I'm using the USB port in the front of my desktop rather than the back of my desktop.
Okay. So you have maybe a faulty USB in the back.
That's possible. The other possibility is the firmware in the printer might need to be upgraded. And we can send you a link to HP's site to download that.
That's the software that's on the printer itself.
It's in the board inside the printer, yeah. Because what might be happening is the printer, for some reason, is not able to communicate with the computer correctly. So the computer doesn't get the information it needs, and it ignores the printer.
Yeah. Have you done any updates like that, Paul?
I'm printing using the USB port.
Oh, so the problem is gone now? The restore point issue?
On the front of the desktop. That was the resolution.
Oh.
Okay. So the restore point you don't have to worry about anymore is what you're saying.
Correct.
Oh,
I
good.
Don't.
Oh, okay. So that was the resolution.
Oh, okay.
But before the tech person came and did that, I was using the restore points in order to continue printing from the USB port on the back of my desktop.
So that doesn't make sense.
That's very weird, to be honest with you. I'm trying to wrap my head around how that could occur, and it just isn't coming to me.
I'm glad you're puzzled by it because I've been puzzled by it.
Yeah.
And I don't. Is there something that the tech? I don't know what the tech guy did. But the other thing is they kept mentioning. Well, I don't want to change the subject. They kept mentioning that Microsoft no longer supports this. My printer.
Yeah, it's not a Microsoft.
But that doesn't
it's
seem
not,
to be.
It's not their call to make.
No.
That doesn't seem to be material in this.
No, not
they,
in any
they
way.
Kept mention, I meant, they mentioned it to me twice, but it's not pertinent because I'm still using the same printer and I'm getting it printed off the same desktop but off the USB port on the front of the printer rather than the back.
Well, HP offers workable Windows 10 drivers and Windows 11 drivers for this thing. Like I said, it's not really up to Microsoft.
No.
As long as HP is providing the software that will communicate,
Yeah, that's a false claim by the tech.
Yeah.
Very commonly, techs are going to always talk about why you need to update or replace rather than have them fix the problem you have. It's just nature of the IT business. They want to have you run the latest and greatest of everything, period. Then they can troubleshoot it.
Well, the software company, I don't want to take all your time.
That's okay.
The software company gave me the workaround to do the PDF onto a USB out of the front of my desktop and then transfer it to the laptop and get it to print out the hard copy through the laptop. They gave me that workaround, but they wouldn't
fix it.
All right.
Well, at least you're fixed now.
Sounds like you are.
And you know how restore points work a little better.
Yes. And you mentioned something about. Well, okay. I don't want to take all.
Yeah, you can right now. Or you
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay.
We have no. Everyone else is out there doing something else.
You mentioned something about being able to change a setting for the number for the amount of space the restore points.
Yes, sir.
Would take
up.
Yep. We're posting an article on the website.
And
to
that'll
do that.
Tell me how to do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Very good. That's what
I do. Essentially, when you get to the right screen, there's a little slider that allows you to pick the amount of space you devote to your restore points.
Oh.
And you just bump that up.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Very good.
All right, Paul, good luck. Thanks for the story.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This sounds like a real vexing issue.
Jeez. Yeah, I mean, the thing about everything going obsolete is sometimes the techs are like, it's obsolete.
Honestly, it's not their call.
I know. I was just at a client yesterday. They are running Microsoft Works 8.0. Now, of all the softwares.
Well, Works stopped at 9.0.
Right, and this one's 8.
And even the 9.0 is obsolete. So
Correct. They're
using an obsolete version of an obsolete software.
Yeah, the support went out in 2013.
Right.
And of course, now what are they going to do? They need to upgrade, they need to migrate. The weird thing is, I mean, Microsoft almost to a platform will deprecate the software to make it unworkable, where you can't load it. But for some reason, they're still able to run Windows 10 and run a 13-year-old deprecated software that is being allowed to run. I'm not sure why Microsoft's allowing it, because they normally just break it and say, look, tough noogies. So they're going to have to deal with that old application and migrate. The reason I bring it up, though, is you just never know when your stuff's going to become obsolete on you.
Yeah.
And again, in the case of that printer, where the tech's saying, well, Microsoft doesn't support it, Microsoft has no business there.
No, they're not even involved in that decision at all.
No. So you always got to look at the manufacturer and see if they still have software that's designed to support whatever operating system you've chosen.
Right. For things like that, it's typically up to the device manufacturer to make sure that it will work with the current operating system.
So, all right, guys, feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. Four lines wide open for you. As we wait for your calls, I want to bring up one story that kind of drove a lot of people nuts Tuesday afternoon. Amazon AWS had an outage, all right? And there are news articles about the thousands of companies who were impacted by Amazon's outage, which happened to be the US-East 1 region.
Right, which is, guess what?
I don't know.
Their single most important data center.
Which you shouldn't have the word single most important in a cloud configuration, I would contend.
Well, they do have US-East-2.
Yeah, but it wasn't there to help us.
But they they didn't automatically transit that traffic over.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, the idea of the cloud that we've been sold is that you're going to not have these types of issues because, to Dennis's comment there, there's supposed to be some sort of redundancy built in.
Right, and they are supposed to fail over to each other.
I would think so.
Even if you've programmed to one of them or the other, if there's a problem, they are in the back end, they are supposed to transit to each other.
Right. And so I've seen comments even on LinkedIn talking about, well, whoever architected the software that was being used that went down due to this outage, it's actually the architect's fault for not configuring their own failovers into other clouds. Now, you can see that point, right? I mean,
I could normally, but I happen to know what Amazon's documentation says about that.
Ah.
And it is not supposed to be necessary.
And it's been happening almost twice or three times a year now, which is, you know, just sit, put your feet up type of thing when your system goes down, because lots of businesses are hooked into these clouds and not realizing that the cloud itself hasn't, I guess, matured enough to realize you got to put your own redundancy in your cloud, because that's what a cloud's supposed to do.
The other issue is a lot of things depend on AWS services. But you, as the business owner that bought the software that you're using, you may not even be aware that AWS is involved somehow.
Right.
And then, you know, something breaks, you get a call tech support, and then they finally say, oh, yeah, it's an AWS outage, and we use that.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
Oh, well, great. Thanks for telling me.
Yeah. And before you know it, you can't, you know, do your receipts for your restaurant, or you can't process orders.
Oh, yeah.
You can't
Toast
do a
was
single
out.
Sign on. Toast was out.
Toast was out for hours.
Yeah.
I
love Toast, by the way. Such a great application.
It is. But it was out for like late afternoon.
If you're a restaurant, you're mad.
It's like, yeah. Happy hour.
Yeah. This is my point. And so the idea here with the cloud is we've been promised something that's still not being delivered in the year 2023 here that really should – we shouldn't hear this. The East region is out. What does that matter? We have the West Coast, don't we? Don't we have the South region or the North region? Why do we have the East region out affecting all this and without any kind of redundancy, without that elasticity, without that – that resilience that the cloud was supposed to promise? If it's just the same old crappy server outages we all dealt with on-prem, what are you doing? Is my point. Hmm. Right? I mean, if you had an on-prem Toast interface, guess what? You wouldn't have been out. They don't offer that, though. So we're going to step out for a quick break. Four lines open for you guys. We'll talk about your computer comments, questions, and concerns until 11 o'clock. So get online. 860-522-WTIC is the number. We'll be right back. That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
This is Computer Talk. One line open for you. So you guys have all woken up. We appreciate that. And let's get to your calls, because you're nice enough to join us. Otherwise, Dennis and I are talking about our kids and our cats, and that is not fun. Let's go to Paul in Enfield next. What's happening, Paul?
I have heard you talk about VPNs before.
Yes, sir.
And say the cheap ones are not that great. And I have malware bites. Mm-hmm. And I got an email the other day asking if I want their VPN
right.
for $40 minus one penny a year, which I think is pretty low. I'm wondering if you've heard of Malwarebytes putting out a VPN or subcontracting one.
I have not, but I believe that they would offer one.
Oh, most of the companies are doing it, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Yeah. I like Proton's VPN. I think it's a similar pricing point. And it's a company that's outside the United States.
Proton.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with the United States. Don't get me wrong.
What was after Proton?
It's a Proton. It's just Proton VPN.
Yeah, we can post the link to it.
Okay.
It'll be a direct page to that product article.
It's very fast. One of the beauties of that VPN is that when you're connected, you get very good performance, which is what you want.
Does that affect the computer speed if compared to not having a VPN?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it will.
Yes.
It'll slow it down?
It can, yes.
It'll slow down the network traffic because it's encrypting and decrypting. Also, all of the traffic is being rerouted through a server somewhere else in the world.
Right.
So it has to go there first before it gets to your computer, and then it transits back to wherever you're going in the same path.
Fully encrypted. Mm. So when you when you browse the internet...
How much would it slow it down, generally speaking?
Depends.
Yeah, it's hard to say. In a lot of cases, you won't really see a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But in other cases, you might, and it might affect some things more than others.
Yes.
So it might be very variable.
Some sites may not.
Gmail or Yahoo, would it affect them?
No.
I really doubt that.
However, some sites may not allow you to operate with a VPN in place. They're going to be like, hey, I don't know where you're coming from, so I'm not going to give you any kind of data.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind, too.
Gmail or Yahoo.
No, those will work.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they'll work.
And you can test the VPN for free. Proton does have a free VPN you can try out.
Alrighty. How about auto pays where they, go to your bank every month?
Well, so that's a whole different story.
That's more of a financial question than a technical one.
Yeah, we personally have, we've...
Wondering if they would have a problem withdrawing money from your bank every month.
While you have a VPN in place?
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay.
No. The only problem you might bump into is you might not be able to do any online banking because your bank may detect you coming in from like another country or from an unusual IP address.
I wish they did, but they don't. My bank doesn't.
Well,
my bank is like, oh,
I've heard of it happening to people. So
yeah, I know.
But at any rate, you might bump into that. Might. And I say that with a capital M.
Right. I wish it did. I wish it did in my bank, but it didn't.
I would think that it should.
Yeah.
I mean, they should be doing geo filtering like that, but.
They're still on tape drives and running batch programs at night, most of them.
That's true.
Maybe.
COBOL is still a thing.
There's nothing real time with the bank.
No. COBOL is still a thing. So hope that helps you, Paul.
Well, I have you on the line. I know you have a antivirus called Patrol Dog.
Well, we have multiple services called Patrol Dog, and it's basically the Patrol Dog moniker or marketing has plenty of underlying services that are part of that. It's multiple facets. We have not written our own antivirus program, but we have it's all part of the marketing of our approach to small business. But for you, we'd recommend using Windows Defender and OpenDNS.
And very conveniently, Windows Defender is built right into Windows 8 and up.
Yeah.
So you don't even need to do anything to get it working.
Oh, okay.
You just need to have not another antivirus on the computer.
Right.
Well, I've got malware bytes. And right. I think that works with the Windows Defender, or I used to.
It will disable Windows Defender. Because I should rephrase that. Windows Defender will disable itself because it will detect Malwarebytes running and it will say, I got to back off.
Right.
What if Malwarebytes is not running and you clicked on Windows Defender?
It's probably won't allow you to enable it until Malwarebytes has been removed.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
All right, Paul. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. A couple lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. Steve, Rich, and Stefan, hang on. We'll get to your calls. Everything's been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. Dennis has been working feverishly. We'll say that again because we can say it now.
Pandemic's over.
It's all over. And you can go ahead and be feverish if you need to. And then Mike G is posting everything over at our Twitter page and over at our Facebook page. If you like us over at Tab Computer Systems, it will get into your news feed as long as you're not in Australia. And now, thanks to Buffy, California. We'll be right back.
stories of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.